except you. If you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see there'd be no redneck if you're me, just a plain white cat with red. Oh.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 598. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Simon Love. He's based out of London nowadays. The song is called I Love Everybody in the Whole Wide World Except You. That's on the album Love, Sex, and Death, Etc., which will come out this Friday, April 8th, on Tapiata Records. It's a wallpaper in German, if Google's not lying to me. It's a fine album, a very good listen, and there's some very nice songs on there, and that's one of them. I've got lots of good music for you this week, and some of it involves a time machine, so stick around for that. I'm going to start with something new, though. This is Cheap Cassettes. The song is called Malnutrition.
We'll be right back.
promised you a trip on a time machine, and there you got it. That is Love Tractor from Athens, Georgia. The song is I Broke My Saw, that led off the band's 1988 album, Themes from Venus. That was the band's final album before breaking up and before reforming as well, I guess. It was just re-released on Propeller Sound Recordings March 18th of this year with some bonus tracks. The bonus tracks are kind of iffy, but it's remastered and it sounds very good. Before that, we heard from the Del Fuegos from Boston, the song Night on the Town. That's on the band's album Boston Mass that came out in 1985. Slash Records. I picked that one up on Discogs the other day, and boy, I'm not sure exactly why I missed that one when it came out, but it's a nice solid record, and it feels just warm and feels good. And then we started things off there with Cheap Cassettes, currently from Seattle, though with roots in Boston. The song is called Malnutrition. It's on the band's new album, Ever Since, Ever Since, which came out January 4th of this year on Rumbar Records or Cassettes on Records, depending on where you are in the world. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's see, what else did I get this week? Oh, something else from Discogs. This is The Outlets with I'm a Mess.
Real to you. Tell me, how's it feel today?
echo, getting you all excited right before the podcast ends. That just doesn't seem fair, does it? We just heard from Fracture from Paris. The song's called Lies. It's on the band's 2020 demo, though it was just repressed to vinyl in 2022 from the fine folks at Common People Records, if you'd like to get that on 12-inch. Before that, we heard from The Outlets from Boston. The song's called I'm a Mess. That's on the Outlets Rock 1980, an odd little CD that the band put out themselves in 2007. Basically, it was the band getting together in 2007, recording the album they would have recorded sometime around 1980 if they would have actually recorded an album back then. Weirdness, but some really good songs there, ranging from rock and roll to power pop to, straight up punk rock, I guess. It's all in there. And a good listen, just odd to get the 1980 version of the band recorded in 2007. All right, I'm about out of time, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 598. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, some interesting things coming up. Folks going to Ministry at the Midland on the 6th. On the 7th, Cherry Glazers playing at the Cable Dahmer Arena on Independence. On the 8th, Monta at Odds has a show at the Brick, where Junkyard Royalty is playing at Furniture. On the 9th, you can catch Junkyard Royalty again at Club Sandwich. Or the Midwest Music Foundation kickoff is happening at Rhino. Or Girl Talk is happening at the Truman. On the 12th, you have English Beat out at Knuckleheads, or Pedro the Lion at the Record Bar. On the 14th, Robin Hitchcock is at Knuckleheads. And Knuckleheads is hosting Lucinda Williams on the 16th. Or you can go to the mini bar to see a Mike Watt Trio on the 16th, or Snail Mail is at Liberty Hall that day. On the 19th, Emmeline Twist is playing mini bar. Spine has a show at Farewell on the 22nd. On the 23rd, the Bishops are playing at the Brick. I think that show is happening. It's been postponed so many times. Who knows? I'll keep an eye on that. On the 23rd, Daniel Gum, full band show at Deep Space. 24th, Rollins has a spoken word thing at Liberty Hall. On the 27th, Sloth Rust is at a Record Bar. And on the 30th, the Ravagers are playing minibar. That's with Susie Moon, and I'm so looking forward to that gig. Looking at the website, there's a few new things out there. There's photos and videos and my thoughts of the Creepy Jingles, Sisterbot, and Stefan show. And same for the Anniversary and Hypersphereon show that happened that same weekend. And more things coming. I'm just really busy. In fact, I'm heading to a show in just a few minutes. That's how rock and roll I am. It's just too much rock. I got one track left for you here. I'm going to play something by Even As We Speak. This is from the band's album Adelphi, which came out in 2020. The band's been around forever. And somehow I missed this one, one of those Reformation albums that I didn't know happened. And it's so good, solid, just like they were way back in the Sarah Records day. This one was released on Shelf Life Records back in 2020. The song I'm going to play is called Forgiving. And enjoy this wonderful slice of just dream pop. Good way to end things. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.